Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley, and we want to welcome you to the Saturday morning broadcast. Today is January the 20th, 2024, and we will continue with our series, Today is a New Day, Part 9, and I'll hand the show over to you, Rabbi John, for prayer.
Amen. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for the opportunity to ask forgiveness for sin, for iniquity, for transgression that I've done. Thank you, Father, for giving me the boldness to not only ask for forgiveness, but to forgive myself and to forgive others. Father, I thank you that each and every day you're teaching me your ways. You're teaching us your law. You're teaching us your instructions. You're teaching us, Moses, the way in which to please you. So even on today, Father, I ask that as we go into this study, that you continue to let us know how to please you and what does please you, so that we may give you all the glory in the way that you desire it to be. In the precious name of your Son, Yahushua, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, Evangelist Tanita, I know that the pagan New Year's Day is already passed. And within that construct, there is a lot of, I guess, anxiety and expectancy to figure out, well, what is the new year going to bring?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I have sensed in my spirit is that transparency is going to be at the foremost of this year. That transparency is something that I'm realizing that my Heavenly Father is wanting all the world to understand and to know.
Mm-hmm.
And that transparency is pertaining to not just the godly things that he is trying to teach us.
Amen.
But he's trying to teach us that in contrast to the ungodly things that are happening in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the scripture I've got is Psalms 119 and verse 27. And when you read that in the King James and Amplified, I just want everyone that's listening to understand that the Hebrew word for make is habanin. And habanin, the word ha, H-A, is a direct article. That means that is equivalent to, in the English, the word the.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Benin is in reference, the writer of Psalms 19 is actually asking of the Lord. And what he's literally wanting is for the Lord to give him the purpose of life, literally meaning the purpose of the existence of life with him. He wants him to give him the instructions on how to conduct himself and understand why that is. So with that, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to pass it to you, Evangelist Tanita, and then we'll elaborate a little bit more on those passages We're going to read them both in the King James and in the Amplified.
Yes, sir. Again, that is Psalms 119, verse 27, and I'll start with the King James first. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous by read. All right, hold on one second. The Amplifier reads, make me understand the way of your precepts so that I will meditate, focus my thoughts on your wondrous works. Rabbi John?
Now, it's more than just so that I can meditate on it. It's so that I can do it. And in doing it, it's going to do nothing less than to please our Heavenly Father. If you've ever had children and the child begins to realize that he or she really wants to please their parents, so they begin to ask and they begin to tension to the things that the parent enjoys talking about, enjoys doing, enjoys manifesting. And so they began to do that very thing. I once watched a commercial, it was a long time ago, and in the commercial, there was a father, a little son, probably, I want to say, I don't know, maybe 3 years old, three or four. And the father would do something as they were walking on a trail. And then the son would do the same thing. And within the movie, or not the movie, but the commercial, within the commercial, there were like maybe three or four different things that the father would be doing. And the son would watch him and begin to imitate him. And within that aspect of imitating him, at the end of the climax of the commercial, the father was sitting at a tree, and the son was sitting at the same tree next to him. And the father pulls out cigarettes. And he lights the cigarette and starts smoking. And then he puts the cigarette down. And then you have the camera go to the son. And the son looks at the cigarette and looks at his dad. And then looks back at the cigarette. Then the caption of the commercial closes. And you don't know within that commercial whether or not the son actually tried to do the same thing, but you're left with the idea that he would because he was imitating his father. I know that's a negative connotation, but in this passage of scripture, this is for the positive aspect. And in that positive aspect, our Heavenly Father is wanting to let us know the purpose so that we may imitate him exactly. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26-27 talks about the fact that our Heavenly Father made us in his image and after his likeness. So if it's after his likeness, then one of the things that the Father in this year wants us to learn is not to get caught up things of this world to where we lose sight of who we're supposed to be imitating and the eternity with him that he has in store for us who are his obedient children. It's too easy in our day-to-day to get caught up in all of the hustle and bustle this world has become. And today I would like for us to really understand as we begin to meditate on this particular passage of Scripture, on the fact that we've got an eternity that he desires and that he wants with us. And there is a certain way in which he desires for us daily walk with him, no different than what Enoch learned to do while he was on this earth. The Father is desiring that. And it's not something, and this is important. In my closing, what I want you to understand, what I'm learning to understand in my own concept, is there's not any way to the Father. There's the way. It's the way he wants us to do it. Not a way. A way means there's many paths. The way means there's only one accepted act of obedience that he's expecting of me and you. And within his Torah, within his instruction manual, it leads us to that. So that he will be pleased. So, Father, we thank you, and we ask that you continue to show us the way, the purpose, the act of obedience, so that you may be pleased. So that you may say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So that you may love us and that we may love you in the way that you prescribe love to be. Your scriptures are clear. If I love you, then I will be obedient to the commands that you ask of me. And do those commands your way. And not the way I perceive them only. So continue to give us and to give me the purpose for this life. I am responsible for this life. I'm responsible for my actions. I'm responsible to know you. And the only way that I can know you is by learning how to submit to your instructions. Thank you for those instructions. Thank you for forgiving me for missing the mark, missing those instructions. Thank you for being patient with me so that when I do find my way, which is your way, that you adhere and you allow me to know that I have done well in your sight. Give you the praise and give you the glory right now. In the precious name of Yahushua. And until next broadcast, Shalom, Shalom.